This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The House will now come to order. With us today, Augie Minslaff, the chaplain with the Abate, which is he's a member of the Christian Motorcycle Association, is here to lead us in prayer. And Aspen Stover, a page, is with us from Hot Springs, and she will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, give our legislators the strength and courage and wisdom to make good decisions for the state of South Dakota. We ask for your continued blessing for them. Give them the ability to work together with clear minds and a renewed spirit to accomplish great things in a time of economic difficulty. We ask you for your guidance also on our newly elected president and other national leaders and officials also. Protect our brave men and women in the military, wherever they are serving to protect us. Continue to watch over all of us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representative Allers, Anderson, Bartles, Bartling, Beal, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Carson, Chase, Clark, Consett, Denner, DeSanto, Duvall, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Haugard, Holly, Heineman, Holmes, Howard, Hunhoff, Jameson, Jensen, Johns, Johnson, Kaiser, Carr, Ketwig, Lake, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Lust, Marty, May, McCleary, McPherson, Mills, Otten, Ken Peterson, Sue Peterson, Pischke, Qualm, Rasmussen, Reed, Roden, Ring, Rounds, Rosum, Schaefer, Shane Fish, Smith, Soley, Steinhauer, Stevens, Teason, Tolson, Turberville, Willardson, Wismer, Woolman, York, Zickman, Speaker Mickelson.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the seventh day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, G. Mark Mickelson, Chair.
All in favor of said motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Introductions. Is the doctor of the day here? All right, wave your hand. Everyone turn around, look in the right corner here. With us today, representing the South Dakota Medical Association, is Elizabeth Tucker from Chamberlain. She practices general surgery, advanced laparoscopic surgery, burn and wound care, hyperbarics medicine, and obesity medicine at Sanford Chamberlain. Dr. Tucker received her degree from Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, and she is a member of the South Dakota State Medical Association. Dr. Tucker, we appreciate you taking a day out of your medical practice to come take care of us today. Please welcome Dr. Tucker. Further introductions. Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If you will look up here on this side of the gallery, I would like to have you help Representative Otten and Lesmeister and myself welcome the South Dakota Partners in Policymaking and Self-Determined Youth. This group spent yesterday and today learning about the legislative process. We got to participate in a mock committee discussion this morning. The participants did a really great job. This program is sponsored by South Dakota Advocacy Services. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Duvall. Welcome to the Capitol. Representative Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Many of us were able to join the group of Abate at their reception last night, and I would like to have you help me welcome them to the House gallery today. South Dakota Abate, would you please stand?
Now, I think one of those folks in the gallery that stood as part of a bait should keep standing, as rumor has it, and I think I might have seen him earlier down in the lobby, Representative Jim Putnam around. Is he standing up there? You guys can see him. So, Representative Jim Putnam. I think Representative Putnam had over 20 years of service in the South Dakota House. He's a famed member of the House Appropriations Committee. He was originally appointed by my father when he was governor, and he's a good friend of my family, so it's nice to have him here. Sometime ask him about the story when he voted against the video lottery bill. So, Representative Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have another representative, a former representative, with us today, and she is my friend and a constituent, Representative Donna Schaefer.
Donna Schaefer, please stand.
Mr. Speaker? Mr. Speaker.
Representative Peterson.
Thank you. My guest today came with Representative Schaefer. It's my pleasure to introduce to the body Mary Ruth Armstrong from Meckling, South Dakota.
Please stand. Anyone else have any introductions? Representative Smith.
Mr. Speaker, it's my privilege today to introduce my 12-year-old son, sixth grader, Isaac. If you'd stand up, please, Isaac. Isaac is in the honors program at Edison Middle School and also very involved in acting. So if you want to get an autograph, someday he'll have a Tony or an Oscar, we're sure. But Isaac Smith, thank you.
Welcome, Isaac. Representative Ketwig.
Yeah, I'd just like to take a couple seconds on this great inauguration day to remind everybody and to remember that we were honored today in the South Dakota Guard to have our 235th MP Company out doing security out in Washington, D.C., along with a contingent from the 114th Fighter Wing. So it's a great day to be a South Dakotan.
Thank you, Representative Ketwig. And we all appreciate your service in the National Guard, Representative Ketwig. Further introductions? Seeing none, we're going to move on to reports of standing committees.
The House Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bill 1009 and 1039 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. David L. Anderson, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1035, 1046, and 1051 do pass. House Bill 1037 do pass as amended. Larry Roden, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1053 do pass and Senate Bill 8 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Mike Stevens, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1012 do pass and House Bill 1011 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Tim Rounds, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1021 do pass and House Bill 1013 do pass as amended. Timothy R. Johns, Chair.
We have some messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 22, 23, 34, 39, 40, 41, and 45, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions.
Representative Heineman moves that House Page Resolution 1 be adopted.
All in favor of said motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Representative Heineman, we appreciate you handling today's ceremony.
House Page Resolution. A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 92nd Legislature of the State of South Dakota to the Pages for this term. Whereas these Pages have served loyally for the House of Representatives of the 92nd Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 92nd House of Representatives expressed their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now therefore be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 92nd Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service. Adopted by the House of Representatives January 20th, 2017, by G. Mark Mickelson, Speaker of the House, and Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk of the House. Great. Cheyenne Davis. Arden Kennecke. Austin Lannon. Hunter Lipinski. Nicholas Lust. Haley Sowers. Aspen Stover. And Emma Wilkinson. Let's give them a round of applause.
House Concurrent Resolution 1002, urging an external audit of the Indian Health Services by the United States Government Accountability Office. The Speaker has referred the resolution to the Committee on Health and Human Services. Representative Qualm moves that House Bill 1055 be referred from the Committee on Commerce and Energy to the Committee on Transportation.
All in favor of said motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Qualm moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Health and Human Services on House Bill 1040 and 1044, as found on page 82 of the House Journal, be adopted.
All in favor of said motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House Bills. So for you folks in the gallery, the state constitution predates modern technology. Everything had to be read twice before it could be voted on, so to make sure people understood it. We can't amend our constitution very easily, so this is the first reading. We'll just read over each other.
House Bill 1061, an act to revise certain provisions regarding consent for correspondence to electronic mail by enrolled customers of portable electronics. House Bill 1066, an act to revise certain provisions concerning exemptions from the licensing requirements for motor vehicle dealers. House Bill 1067, an act to revise certain provisions concerning sales receipts maintained by temporary vendors.
We can pull it out again. We can pull it out if you want to.
The Speaker assigns House Bill 1063 to House Appropriations, House Bill 1062 to Joint Appropriations, to Commerce and Energy, House Bills 1061, 1066, 1067, to Judiciary, House Bill 1065 and 1068, and to State Affairs, House Bill 1069 and H.J.R. 1001, House Joint Resolution 1001. I got a question for you. I hereby declare that House Bill 1064 was withdrawn at the request of the prime sponsor pursuant to Joint Rule 6B-1.1. Consent calendar. First reading of the Senate bills first.
Senate Bill 41, an act to revise certain electronic driver license reinstatement requirements. Senate Bill 34, an act to revise certain provisions related to securities held as unclaimed property and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 45, an act to remove an outdated reference from the definition of an accredited prevention of treatment facility.
Senate Bill 34 is assigned to House Appropriations, Senate Bill 45 to Health, to Transportation, Senate Bill 22, 23, 39, 40, and 41. So it's starting to pick up a little bit. Not a lot. It's going to really pick up next week. Consent calendar.
House Bill 1019, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the salary of the Executive Director of the South Dakota Retirement System.
Debate or the consent calendar is not subject to debate, but it is open for questions. Do any members have a question on our consent calendar? Seeing none. Question before the body is final passage of the consent calendar. Members in favor shall vote aye. The members opposed shall vote no. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Qualm. Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body. It is with great pleasure that I announce the birth of my ninth grandchild, Adeline Ann, born at 9:09 this morning in Gillette, Wyoming.
Congratulations.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Beal.
This is going to be tough. At 12:15 a.m. this morning, my daughter had a baby, and the name is Emma Jean, SMA Jean, 8 pounds, 20 ounces, number 13.
Say the name again.
Thank you.
Representative Beal, Bruner, Heineman, Howard, May, Rasmussen, Roden. May votes aye. Representative Bruner.
He's excused.
Bruner's excused. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Madam Clerk, please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 62 yeas, 8 excused.
The consent calendar, having received the majority vote, a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Second readings, the House bills. Representative Quam.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we defer the remainder of the calendar till Monday, the 23rd of January, the 9th legislative day.
All in favor of said motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Announcements. Representative Stevens.
Judiciary will be meeting on Monday at 10 o'clock.
Representative McPherson.
The House Committee on Education will not be meeting on Monday. Enjoy your weekend.
Who else has a committee meeting? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And for those of you on Commerce Committee, if you're celebrating the Packer victory Sunday too much, we're not going to have Commerce meeting on Monday. We'll resume on Wednesday so you can enjoy the football game. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We will have State Affairs Monday morning, 7:45.
You have another meeting on that day?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, and also after session 3 o'clock, we will have a second State Affairs Committee hearing, same room, 414, 3 o'clock.
Thank you, Representative Roden. Representative Ollers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations will meet on Monday at 8 a.m. We'll be hearing from the Attorney General's Office, UJS, and Criminal Justice Initiatives.
Very good. Thank you. Anything else? Representative Beal.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No!
We're adjourned.